Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, Crazy Charlie Goggin, Cold Hall Studios. I want to talk a little bit about the Predators with Charlie. The Ducks 4, the Predators 2. Now, I was working last night doing TSU's games, right. So I did not see anything, just saw the post stuff about it, and apparently they stunk it up.
Yeah, it was not a good performance, right, Charlie?
Completely unacceptable. And as a matter of fact, every bad habit that got your last head coach fired all was put on display last night on home ice after you built a little bit of momentum under a brand new head coach. David Poile had alluded to there was an issue in the room with the players themselves. If you switch head coaches and you come out on home ice and you have a performance like that, David Poile may need to start talking louder about how it is a problem with some of these players. There simply was not enough effort, emotion, buy-in. You can use any descriptor you want last night, but what I saw was a team that was disinterested in playing a hockey game in front of their home crowd. Adam Vingan quoted it and wrote it today. The aura of Bridgestone Arena is finished. He is 100% right. The building is as quiet as it has ever been in this franchise's history. The price of tickets has gotten to the point where the regular fan can't attend any longer. And now that the business side is more than likely going to take a hit, this is when you'll start to see some other changes come about. So this is very disheartening, very disappointing. With only 2 games to go before an 8-day break in the All-Star break, the Preds had a chance to beat up on a couple of bottom-feeding teams in the NHL and gain some momentum, but it turns out the Preds may be the bottom feeding team in the NHL. It truly is one of the most disappointing nights I've seen at that rink in many, many years.
And so now, if you're John Hines, the new head coach, this is your first real taste of adversity since you took over behind the bench, and it's going to be, you know, critical how he is able to respond and how he's able to, you know, get his message to his team. And Charlie, you're right. You know, I was doing a bunch of stuff last night, and I saw what I could of the game, and I think you hit the nail right on the head. You know, the bad habits, all the stuff that basically got Peter Laviolette fired is what we saw last night. Bad defensive zone coverage, you know, not effective on the power play, not effective on the penalty kill. You know, special teams was an issue. And just like you said, an overall lack of effort and I give a darn is what I saw coming through the TV screen last night.
And that's exactly what I think just about everybody felt. And Rocco Grimaldi had some really good, honest, direct comments after the game. And he talked about how the bench gets so flat and they get so down on themselves after they get down by a goal. That is a problem. When Rocco Grimaldi is talking about this, when Roman Josi has said 8 different times this year this game has been a wake-up call, something is wrong. John Burton, there's a question you've asked me numerous times since you've joined our crew here at WNSR, and it is, what was the element that P.K. Subban brought that is missing? Right there. When Rocco Grimaldi says the bench goes quiet, when the team starts sulking, the room doesn't seem to have that energy, that's what P.K. Subban brought to this team. Love him, hate him, disagree with how he performed on some nights, critique his numbers, just fine. But clearly, he was a presence in the room, and he was able to help his teammates rally when they got behind. Because something we associated with the Predator squad of going to the Stanley Cup final and of winning back-to-back division titles, they were an incredibly resilient hockey club. If they got down by 2, the players, the fans, everybody just knew they're going to make a run and come back in this thing in the third period. They're going to get this thing to overtime, no problem. Against the worst team in the Western Conference last night, when the Predators got down by 2 goals, I knew and everybody else knew that game was completely over. They came out flat. They finished flat. They gave up a shorthanded goal. Special teams, as you mentioned, was a disaster again last night. What they had been doing so well, clogging up the middle of the ice defensively, that dissipated last night. And everything that John Hines had accomplished in his first few games, it all went away last night. So, for John Hines now, it's a matter of how will he convey this message moving forward? Can this team respond to instruction, teaching? Do they need to be yelled at and screamed at? Does someone need to be made an example of? John Hines has a lot of options in front of him, and he's got a little over 30 games left in this season to prove that he was the right hire by David Poile and the Nashville Predators. Because if the team continues putting up performances like that last night, then nobody's job at the end of this season season should be safe.
Wow. Sabres tomorrow night, yep. And then the All-Star break, and I guess Buffalo, you know, Charlie, like you mentioned, they're at the bottom of I'm just looking at where they are in the Atlantic. They're fifth right now, 51 points, but way out of that. Mm-hmm. So just need to go into the break with a couple points, or this thing could be for a sour All-Star week.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, if they stink it up, you know, against the Sabres and limp into the All-Star break with three straight regulation losses, it would be correct.
Yes.
I mean, that's not a good way to go into extended time off.
Maybe they're already in the break.
Maybe. It looked like it last night, well, I can tell you that.
Fellas, I can tell you, Victor Arvidsson won't enjoy running on the beach with pigs during his All-Star break if the team drops that one to Buffalo, because I'm telling you right now, players that have long-term contracts that think they're safe, general managers who have long histories and are future Hall of Famers that think they're safe, if that team continues putting up efforts like they did last night on home ice, the ticket sales will drop, the business side will take a hit, and that, as we all know, fellas, in professional sports, when the business side takes a hit, that's when the changes start being made, and usually fairly rapidly. I hope for everyone's sake that works down there that they come out against the Buffalo Sabres with renewed vigor and energy and show people why you want to come out to a hockey game instead of charging them five times what they used to pay to sit in the upper deck to watch a game that's five times less entertaining.
You know, and the thing is, too, the Predators, their wave of the past 4 or 5 years, obviously 2 years ago, the run to the Cup Finals and everything, was done during a time of down cycle for the Titans.
Right.
And they could take advantage of that.
Exactly.
That malaise that had been over the Titans mm-hmm. for so long. Now, is the worm turning back a little bit? They can coexist. I understand that.
Right.
But also, you also have to understand there's one piece of pie. The competitive, and all of that slices of the pie, they're trying to get it out
Absolutely.
Of that one big piece of pie.
Right.
And that's from corporate sponsorships to mm-hmm. season ticket sales. Don't you think, who knows, even to what the Titans have done this far, there's a re-energization.
Absolutely.
He said, and of course, if they sign Henry, which they will, and Tannehill returns, the interest in this Titans team will be as high as it's been in 20 years.
You're right. Regardless of what happens on Sunday,
yeah.
you know, the Titans are back in the, you know, overall consciousness of Middle Tennessee. And you're right, the Predators kind of own that for a while based on what they did the past 2 or 3 years. And so you're right. And you know, and the two entities always talk nice about each other. Oh, hey, we're the Preds, go Titans, we're supporting you, and vice versa. You saw the guys, you know, the Titans players, you know, drinking beer and throwing catfish a couple years ago, and it's great. But, you know, deep down in places they don't like to talk about at parties, you know, there's only room for one king in this city. And so you're
and
right.
When football is it,
right,
it devours
they can,
everything.
They can coexist, but yeah. right now the Predators, the public perception of the Preds is not nearly as high as the Titans are right now. And I know that ticks a lot of people off to hear that, but that's just kind of the way.
Well, you've just fired your coach.
Right. Exactly. You fired your coach.
Yeah.
You're in a chase pack to get, you know, you're fighting to just to get into the playoffs, and you're battling with a bunch of other teams, and the Titans are sitting here 60 minutes away from going to the freaking Super Bowl, which that means two more weeks of buzz, you know, off week next week, no Preds games. It's going to be all Titans all the time next week if they win, and then another week of Super Bowl hype, and then the game, and then the afterglow or the aftermath after,
the combine, then the draft,
exactly.
and on and on and on. Charlie?
Last thought on this, fellas. For the Titans, the Predators definitely in support last night. They had Titan up on the ice as part of the pregame warm-up. That was a very nice. The Titans have, after all, supported the Nashville Predators' recent success, and they've been highly visible doing so. The best thing for the Predators right now at this current time for the rest of January and the month of February would be if the Titans win on Sunday, because right now that's providing the Predators cover, because if there is no Titans game to talk about next week and there is no Predators game, the only thing we will have to discuss is the mediocrity that this franchise has backed itself into and what they are going to have to do to get out of it over the final 30 games of the season. And that's not a dissection that anybody wants to be doing on the radio for 7 straight days leading up to the All-Star game. So the Predators right now, they may have talked about being Titans fans in the past, but right now they are bigger Titans fans than they have ever been, because it is providing them just a little bit of cover and allowing what's going on to fly under the radar. Of course, we're not going to let that happen here at Nashville Sports Radio, because we discuss all topics. But you guys know what's going on right now with the NFL, the Titans playoff madness. For the most part, every other topic is just getting glossed over and not really getting the type of detailed conversation that we've just given it. But for the Predators, that was a very, very troubling night on home ice last night.